I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yo. Yeah.
I don't know. What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. What?
Can I have some
that milk? No. Just before we hit record there, Maureen was spoon-feeding me froth from the top of a cappuccino because we got a new milk frother.
I guess we're gonna drink 9 pints.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep saying froth.
Froth.
Or froth. Can I have a nice frothy coffee? This beat is by Polymath, aka Phil McCune. Sounds like Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre, motherfucker! Today's podcast is probably still sponsored by beer52.com. I must email them one of these days. Use the code BANTER10 to get like tenner off a fucking box of beer. You know what I'm saying? 8 craft beer sent to your house, or is it 10 with a magazine and snacks and everything? And I'll tell you what, they don't want this message out there, but one of these beers will ruin your life.
Yeah, you'll be so
yeah, you got one of these. Oh, where's this German? What's it saying? 9.2, 3 sips, you know? You're beating up wife beaters. Yeah. That's how that.
You only think
they call it beat the wife. You're beating up people who beat their wife. That's how hardcore that shit is. Let me just talk about some gigs. Don't buy a ticket for the Ulster Hall because it's sold out. Deaf. It's sold out. So there you go. We're working on a second date in Belfast. It's probably going to be in the limelight.
Secret, not so secret. But yeah.
Well, I can't keep secrets.
No,
but
can't.
Yeah, there's going to be a limelight date probably in the day after, 17th. So there you go. Either go to one or go to both, is what I'm saying to you. Also, we've got a Scotland gig coming up. We're playing Glasgow, the Blackfriars, on the 24th of October. Tickets went on sale yesterday. There's only 90 of them. It's a small venue. There's about 60 of them gone already. So get on it so that we can sell it out quickly and then probably add a second show. We're there for 2 days. I just remembered that. I mean, we're not going to be able to do that, but we might be able to add 2 in the 1 day or something. And then the London gig, which is the Museum of Comedy, it's on the 30th of November. Tickets still avail for that, so go ahead and buy them.
And it was oversold, in fact, last year. So
okay, why are you so low?
I don't know.
Keep talking.
Hello, 1, 2, 3.
Say more.
Say more.
Say more.
More.
Okay, that's more like it.
Okay. But do you remember the last time you did London? It was like they had to put on a second show because so many people were trying to get in. Like it was actually packed.
Oh yeah, it was
like
St. Paddy's Day, but it was packed to the dick.
Packed.
Let me play this intro and then we'll get started into some real talk.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. Man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather, soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Yes, queen. The fucking goddamn coffee I just sipped there and it burned the fucking mouth of me. Sure it did.
Too warm?
It was pretty fucking warm, yeah. Not gonna lie to you. Let me see this. Can I open this in a new Wendy? I'll play that in a second. Yeah, so just first of all, thanks to everyone who bought tickets for the Ulster Hall. After 4 years of podcasting, I think we might have a name for the people who listen to this podcast.
What is it?
The Dead On Mafia.
Yeah, that's good, actually.
After me saying I was going to start a militia group where I went around and murdered sort of neoliberals who just took things way too far.
So you're like threatening but dead on. I like it.
Yeah, well, they're like, oh, I'm going to call people a Nazi. and you're like, you're aware that guy's a Jew. Do you know what I mean? They're just, they take it way too far. The dead all mafia goes around to their house, puts soap in a sock and clatters the fuck out of them. But in like a learn your lesson, but also you probably definitely need a wash.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You smelly hippies. Anyway, dead all mafia pulled through. Am I wheezy? Dead all mafia pulled
wheezy,
through.
Yeezy?
Yeah. Yeezy! Wheezy! And all the tickets for the Ulster Hall went after me not checking them and going, oh, there's like 650 sold. That's pretty good at this point. To me telling people, like, there's only 650 sold. And then a few more bought them. And then the girl was like, oh, there's maybe like only 100 tickets left. And I went, guys, I posted that. And I was like, there's only like 100 tickets left. Boom, gone.
And then there was like random ones, like by themselves tickets. Like there was maybe 4 tickets like scattered about upstairs.
Yeah.
And they all sold out?
Yeah, but I kept emailing her going, is it sold out? And she goes, there's still tickets left in the balcony. And I was like, yeah, but the whole thing is filled bar like if you looked across the balcony, you wouldn't see those spare seats.
Yeah, there was.
So there was like one near the front, one right the back, one at the other side, and one down here.
Yeah, they're all
4 individual seats. But they went too.
They're gone.
And then
gone.
2 lads said to me they bought wheelchair tickets, just going, fuck it. Just pray no one turns up in a wheelchair and goes in the balcony.
Yeah, because it's something like if someone comes in a wheelchair, then they're given those seats, basically.
Yeah, a guy walks up, jizzes on their wheelchair and goes, please take a seat.
I think that is how it works, yeah.
No. A couple of lads in chairs come to Lavery's all the time.
Yes.
Lavery's don't have a goddamn lift yet, so...
They're getting one.
Get the old squat muscles in gear.
They are getting one. They're putting one in.
I mean, this is the ironic bit about it, is both those lads are in tremendous shape, being lugged up the stairs by 2 big fat cunts. there's an irony there in that somewhere. The variety of life, Maureen.
There's actually quite a few people in wheelchairs come to Lavery's and... your gigs.
Yep.
So it's good that Lavery's are doing some more stuff to make it a bit easier.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. I mean, it's not like they're deliberately not doing it.
Oh, 100%, there
are major like structural.
Yeah, and Lavery's an old building. It's
of course, yeah. Like it, we've even there was even talks about them trying to remove that support pillar from Mr. Tom's, which is where we do the comedy. But they couldn't. They just couldn't. Because it's like, Lavery's such a fucking clump of buildings that stuck together and juts out in rooms. And they're like, we can't take that away. So I think they really have to do some work to figure out even how to get the chairlift in. But it'll be good because it is the most popular bar in Belfast, probably. And then if it gets a reputation that, like, their chair access is great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I might need to put, what do they call that sugar stuff? Stevia?
Yeah.
That's wild strong, that coffee.
I don't know why, that's not even the Costa one.
I'm zinging down my tits right now.
It's that other brand one.
Maureen nearly killed me this morning because I'm on this health kick, which will start soon. No, but like, you're like, oh, in fact, someone even sent a message into the DFAT bastardization page. Follow that, guys, if you want. Where me and Aaron McCam were basically berating each other about weight loss and stuff. She's like a nutritionist person, student on placement and all. She's like, oh yeah, don't eat all this bollocks. But then drink like apple cider vinegar, and you gave me a shot of it this morning, and it was like fucking an acid attack on my stomach.
Yeah,
I've never been so aware of the location and size of my stomach in my body.
How big is it?
I don't know. It would have felt like it was right around the back and everything. One shot of that, and it was just my whole, just down there. And around the back was on fire.
A lot of times I'll dilute it if I'm drinking it.
Yeah, I think of the any more times I did, I'm going to fucking dilute it.
Well, you said, oh, I'd rather just take a shot than have a big drink of it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, no problem.
Now that I've had, you know, a mushroom omelette.
Okay.
No cheese. No oil. Slimming down. I'd eat it. I'd take the shot now, but on the bare stomach, it just fucking...
Yeah, it's rough on a bare stomach, but that's
you know what it was like, you know, when you sometimes like... Like, you're about to make pasta, and you put the pan on the thing, and the kettle takes a second, and then you pour water in the pan, and it goes... That was my stomach when I poured that acid in. Fucking aching. In fact, I'm very tired in general today, Maureen, because I went to the gym last night. Filmed it. Try to do that and not look weird. You know, got had a wee miniature tripod. By the way, I bought that thing off the internet thinking it was like a little gorilla pod. I thought it was going to be much bigger. And it's actually comically small. It's like three pencils stuck together. However, it does have its uses because it's got magnetic feet on it. So I stuck at all the gym equipment and was like, doing all my weights and whatnot.
Sexy.
It was sexy. Got those new shorts with my piece is all jostling about in there. Chafing a little half ahead of itself.
Oh, gosh.
What's the worst injury you've ever done to your fanny or tits? Or we've talked about this before. I remember you fell down the stairs at the Fringe and your ass looked like someone drove a fucking moped into it.
Oh, that was really bad.
That was
I could have totally claimed.
Claimed what? That your ass was made out of Ribena? Yeah. It was so purple.
Yeah, slipped on. Because it was in, what do you call that bar thing?
It's Abattoir.
It's like a pop-up bar for the Edinburgh Fringe, basically.
You can tell that story for 3 minutes.
But basically, because you were part of the, like, underbelly thing. So the, like, whatever, performer's bar was called Abattoir. And you had to have a pass and stuff. So it was all just, like, those kind of people. So it's, like, really makeshift. It's just basically built just for the Fringe. So it was just this big, like, really makeshift upstairs in this kind of building. And, I mean, I wasn't really drunk. I remember just going up and down, because the bar was downstairs, remember? Yeah. So I just remember, like, running downstairs, and I was just in Vans. I wasn't even in, like, heels or anything. And I just slipped the whole way down, just on my bum, the whole way.
But I'll tell you what.
And some guy, like, caught me, like, literally scooped me under my arms, and were like, are you okay? Because I just went, ah.
Fair play to him, because I was laughing my head off.
I know, yeah, you were
actually
laughing.
Wasn't, I didn't see it.
And I was like, Colin, I was so sore. And then the thing was, there was about three other people I seen falling down it as well. They
sure,
really
that's what I was about to say. Mysteriously, the next day it had grip tape on it, like a skateboard.
As soon as I fell down, there was a grip tape all over. Because it was just the most makeshift kind of a thing. I actually don't even know how they built it so quickly. But do you remember the bruise? Like, oh my God, your ass bruises insanely quick
as
well.
Your ass was fucking hectic
it
looking.
It was black. It was almost black. It was like such a deep purple shade. And it was so sore. Like, you forget how much you use your butt, don't you? Like, even to turn over in bed, I could barely turn over because you have to use your bum to do that, strangely. Yeah. And I just remember being like, I can't walk.
And all, like, the twerking and when people are putting dollar bills down it and stuff. Like, use your butt all the time.
It's really, yeah, it's really hard not to do things like that, man.
Yeah. At all the, yeah, just in your job, when you use your butt all the time. Yeah.
That's how I fly over tickets, usually, just have the tickets done butt crack and then, like, hey guys, who wants to come to the show?
Well, we all know that's a lie because I think I would have sold way more tickets.
True.
Yeah, that slid between your cheeks. Let me talk you through. So, how do you feel like the gym's been going for me?
For you?
I've been doing some, like, proactive things where I've been like, I'm just going to go, like last night, didn't, you know, that a lot of people would have went, that's my day done, not going to go to gym. But I ran out and squeezed it in, which I regret this morning because I couldn't fucking move.
Well, you've been at the gym twice without me, which is a good thing. Because usually we just go together. So no, if
normally
I need
walked in. And
yeah, if I say, oh, I'm not going today or I can't go because I'm working or at this time or whatever, you'd be like, well, I'm not going then. I don't need to go. Whereas now you've started going by yourself. So that's a step, isn't it? Big boy?
Yeah, I much prefer it to. But no, not really. I don't necessarily think it was like, oh, I wouldn't go unless you were going. But it was just like, we just happen to be going a lot.
Yeah.
But, every time I go by myself, I like, go through the... I've been about three times by myself.
Oh.
So, big boy,
sorry,
big boy time.
Me.
But, like, you go through the... Well, like, we may as well go by myself, because I'm paying for fucking both of them, so... couples discount.
Yeah.
Tenner off. But, like, every time I think about that, and like, I'm going to go to the gym by myself, and then I go, oh, sure, I could just do a kettlebell out the back, and then I go, but I only have one kettlebell, and then I could do a punch bag, but I get bored of that, and then I'm like, I may as well, and then I have to go through all the things in my head to be like, oh, I actually pay for the gym, and then you go to the gym, and you're like, oh, yeah, they've got all the stuff here.
Mm.
They've got multiple kettlebells, they've got all the machines. I mean, we don't really do that many machine-type things. I like that prowler. I like doing some kettlebells. Kettlebells are great. Which are one of those things, like, you can fuck about on them, but I think if you research into how to use them properly, they do fuck you up, big style, like.
Yeah.
Fuck you right up. Did a bunch of swings yesterday. Fucking ass and bottom of my back were hanging out of me. But yeah, if anyone has any steroids, I'll take them.
Would you take steroids?
Yeah.
Did you?
not cra- like, I'm not gonna take the crazy ones that fucking kill you, but you could definitely take ones that help you on a wee bit. There is a healthy way to do what would be. We've talked about this before. It's only sports give it a bad reputation. If you were to do it, you know, like if you do it well, you're Sylvester Stallone, and you're 70 and you work out like fuck and you're ripped to the dick.
Mm-hmm.
Your veins look like dicks going down your arm. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you do it well. No one gives a shit because he's not a professional athlete. You know. That's how people get yoked real quick.
Yeah, we've had this argument before, haven't we? With some people about The Rock.
Who do we argue about that with?
It was in Vietnam with Sean.
Oh, yeah.
His friend. Or was it
Tim?
Sean? I think it was Sean.
Oh, fuck. And he kept being like, what did he say? He's not on steroids?
I think Sean thought he was on steroids.
Sean thought he was?
Wasn't.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And you were like, no, he definitely is.
I mean, I'm not, like, it doesn't take away from his work rate and work ethic and natural fucking genetics.
Yeah, you don't just like
athleticism, but you know, come on, bro. People think you take steroids and you're built like a shit house. That's not the case at all. It helps performance. You have to perform.
Yeah,
you know, you have to be performing already. Then it helps you.
Yeah, it's not like those like filler things. It doesn't just like squirt mass into your muscles. Like, you still have to work out.
Imagine that's how you could be a Catholic these days.
Squirt mass.
Open your mouth, squirt some mass in. I mean, for some young boys, that does happen. You squirt some mass in your mouth.
Stop.
Let's move on to some other news. Oktoberfest was last Thursday in Derry. We did a gig there. We went up together. Do you regret going to that? Because I do.
It was goddamn freezing.
It was freezing. I've got to say, there has been better production value than in previous years. You know? As in, one of the years it was in St. Columb's Hall, which was in a venue. So how about that? But everyone was steaming. It was freezing cold. The lights reacted to your voice because it was set up for a band, basically. So you were like, hello, change, hello. It just kept changing. Jesus, it hurt my voice. Literally, I think I just got off because my voice hurt. And I was down in my hole, you know, so.
You weren't though, funny enough, but everyone, there's been tons of messages saying they had a really good time, but it was just not ideal setup for comedy.
Terrible. So my voice was sore from that. And
maybe it's because we weren't drinking. That's why it wasn't as fun.
Yeah.
I think that's probably, like, last year, we were drinking.
I actually kind of half made fun of this guy. I was like, oh, you just done the wee beers. And the wee beer was about the size of this thing. Like, probably more than a pint. Do you know what I mean? Like, the fucking baby one is than a pint. I was like, Jesus Christ, you done the wee pint? And then the big ones, like, nobody could drink it with fucking one hand. Everyone had to, like, double hand it like a baby in a fucking sippy cup. And then Peter Davidson, who only drinks rosé wine, which I don't know whether he actually likes it. Or
he does.
Because I was thinking, like, maybe it's like it was a bit of a joke to start with, and now it's like, you know, he can't not drink it in case someone's like, fuck me, Dave, you on.
No,
Dave. His name's Peter Davidson, that's why I fucked that up.
Pete.
Everyone be like, what are you on the Guinness for, Pete? Do you know what I mean? So he has to stick with it, but he poured a fucking full bottle of rosé into one of those big Stein glasses, which no one in the world calls Stein, apart from people from here.
True.
Germans don't call them Steins. Stein is like stone. Is it not?
I don't know. It's not the right word, apparently.
Like Frank, who's Dutch, which may as well be German, because all Europe's the same. He's like, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it's the wrong word.
No one says that. I don't know what word he said. He's a big cup of beer.
Yeah.
And everything in his country is like small. They call it kind of a normal beer. It's like a little fucking water cooler cup.
Yeah. Also, do you remember from being in the Netherlands? We were like slagging off all the beers because there's like huge big foamy heads on them. We're like, alright, okay, you're just not getting half a minute of beer. But apparently that's what you're supposed to do so that all the fizz comes out and it's not in your belly.
That's genius, because how many times do you go for like, have you been for like dinner and then you're like, yeah, I'll have a pint, and you have 2 pints, and then you're like, oh, everyone's heading out now or something, and you're like, take me home to go to bed. Like, I can't fuck, you think I'm going to be comfortable the rest of the night.
You're just full of gas, basically. Yeah. Your belly's
so
just full.
Instead of like when you see over here, people pour your pint sideways and then they'll tilt it up and it'll have a nice, like, you know,
inch and a half
Even, maybe like inch of head.
Yeah.
They just dump it in so that all the bubbles go whoosh, and fizz out of it.
Yeah, it's really so big and foamy.
Yeah,
like,
it's doing that outside your body in the cup instead of you drink it, then it all fizzes up, and then you're sitting there like, burp, just burping and stuff.
That's what Frank's dad told us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Makes more sense. You can drink more. That's probably why we all drank so much, because...
I've been doing it. If I've been having a wee beer or anything, I'll just glug it right in there. Let it settle itself.
It looks like you don't know what you're doing, but it actually... It makes sense. Science.
So much sense.
Science. Anyway.
Tremendous. Yeah, I was upset about that gig on Thursday. I've had a couple of gigs this week where I just came away from it. Like, you don't have that satisfied feeling in your stomach.
It's funny because... As someone who's watching them, or I'll watch people a lot of the time because I've heard the sets 10,000 times, everyone's having a good time. People were like crying with laughter. The front table, they were just, you know, like everything, and someone's just like, like they can't, you know, everything they can't get over. Like, they're having a good time. You're not enjoying it because you've had really good gigs, but
yeah,
just because it's like a different situation. But if, as just like a person going, and you come into a big tent and you can drink a humongous beer and yeah, people are making you laugh. It's a pretty cool night, really, on a Thursday. Mm. It's like a pretty sweet night.
Mm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You and your high standards.
So then Friday, drank a lot.
What was that?
Thought I was being all...
Oh,
you know, like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to lose weight.
You weren't going to drink at all, weren't you not?
Trying to lose weight, you know. What did fucking, like, bulimic models drink?
Mm-hmm.
Vodka soda.
Soda.
So in a bid to lose weight, yeah, I had 43 of them. Didn't feel great the next day. Poisoned.
You stayed up to what time, Colin?
5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
With your sister.
And then what did you do the
she
next
was
day?
Yapping about her partner, and I was yapping about mine. And we drank vodka. And then we come up the stairs because we crashed in your mum's house. And I come up, was there, like, typical drunk person, like, shh. Go back more in here, man. Yeah, probably sleeping. Who knows? Like, shh, wee sack, are you sleeping? Are you?
And I was sitting upright going, Colin, come in the room. You're literally being more annoying by taking so long to get in here. Can't get back to sleep now.
Why?
Just come in.
Why can't you just come in and go to sleep? Like, you have to be like,
I'm a deep sleeper. You wouldn't wake me up.
Wake up. I'm sorry for waking you for being this noisy.
And I had to get up at like 7:30. And like, if there was a knife present, I would have stabbed you in your sleep because you were asleep.
Not quite. Well, the next day I was dying, and then I had that gig in for Glasgowbury, which they were lovely people. Sorry. Went up there, Paddy Glasgow, the infamous Paddy Glasgow, who is responsible for Glasgowbury. I don't think it exists anymore because I'm pretty sure they were running illegally for about 16 years, but they have this big thing in Draperstown. What are you laughing at?
Just sorry, it was a message Susie sent.
What is it?
I'm sorry.
This is what happens when you don't shake your beer out.
No, he sent my picture because we bought a milk frother, as we said. I just sent sisters a picture because they work in coffee shops. And I was like, you know, you guys know nothing. And my youngest sister went, you have to froth Ebenezer now. And then she went, like, little star, everything. And then she went, I have never written Ebenezer in my life. So it just came up as Ebenezer instead of everything.
What the?
Funny.
That's hilarious.
Isn't that so funny? She's like, I've never
Ebenezer?
Written Ebenezer.
I couldn't spell that if you fucking paid me.
You know, just Susie type things. It's so funny.
I sent your sister Neva a message one day because I went to type. Oh no, that was it. I went to write something, bitch. And I changed it to Neve. I'll just screenshot it and be like, here. The iPhone thinks that the word bitch is Neve. So yeah, we did that Draperstown gig. They've got this big centre now where you can go record music, and it's like one of those centre places.
It's
where
cool that they've kept their stuff going.
There's gigs in it and stuff, yeah. Lovely people running it and all, and it was a bring your own booze thing, so I think a few people just got a bit fucking too steaming. I mean, I probably wasn't as on fire as I should have been, having been hungover with a sore throat from the Thursday. That didn't feel great either. You know what I mean? Sometimes you get those nice gigs where you're like, yeah, I'm the fucking man. Then you do some gigs where, like, you try some new material and you're like, oh, hurt my insides, my feelings, that one. Roasting too. Sweated my balls off. But there you go, drove home, went to the pub we use. The thing I dreaded most, which was pulled up outside the pub and I'll text you, and then you come running out, and I went, I know exactly what this means.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, just come in for me, Helen. Helen. Helen, come in for me, Helen. And I was like, I want nothing less than to have to go in this pub. And then I went in, and then of course, just nightmare.
Drunk people trying to talk to you?
Yeah. I don't think you're funny, but what was your man saying? It's not my sort of humour. I don't think comedians are funny. Like, oh, you don't think professionally funny people are funny? No, my comedy's more natural.
No, he actually went,
is it?
I like real weird comedy, like, you know, like real racist stuff, yeah. And all. And we're like, what? I was just sort of going, so...
And then he started rhyming through stuff, like, you know, blind man, ISIS and like black people. And I was like, did you see my set tonight or what? You're probably going to read it back to me for fuck's sake.
But and then they always want a selfie. I don't really like you, but can I have a selfie?
I mean, it is a thing. I mean, I still think it's weird that people want photos of me even, but like, people will say things like, and they say the same thing over and over again. They never go, oh, I listen to your podcast, can I get a photo? I've seen your videos, can I get a photo? You know, oh, I like your stuff, can I get a photo? That would be great. You'd be, oh, thanks very much. Pleasant, there's a photo. Thanks for coming. See you later. You know, all that nice stuff. People go, my fucking sister, who's retarded, loves your stuff and all, so she's going to be really happy when she sees this photo. And she's like, the guy's like shaking while he's got his arm around you. No one can ever just be like, oh, I like your stuff. It's always like, well, my boyfriend likes you.
I think people think it's less awkward to do that maybe, but it's actually more. Do you know? It's like, do you know in a restaurant if something's wrong and you're like, I don't want to say it, but it's so much easier to say it for someone else. Be like, sorry, she didn't get her. You know what I mean? It's like that kind of thing. It's always easier to do it for someone else or because of someone else. But to you, it's more, it's actually kind of rude in a way, I suppose. Like,
yeah.
You know, you mean, why don't you just say like, oh.
I'm here at your comedy night by myself, but I'm still going to say, my workmates like your videos or some shit.
Yeah. Oh, well. Ah, oh, people, Colin, what can you do?
Fucking people, huh? And then I complain, and then Ulster Hall sells out fucking 2 months in advance, and I've no material for it yet. This is how I do it. Boom, boom, do it. Rub it up in the back of my tits. This is a clip of Maureen after that night at the pub. You know?
When you wouldn't come in?
Yeah, and I was like, I really don't want to come in, Maureen. And she's like,
I bit the fucking bouncer.
Shut up! And I was like, Maureen, you can't even fight. And she's like, I'll bit the fuck.
And you're like, shut up.
Yeah.
I bit the bouncer. Shut up! Up the rock! Up the rock!
That's a fine Belfast woman right there. I mean, clearly very, very mentally ill.
Oh yeah, you're
that's
not
the same,
all right.
That's the same
there,
woman
like,
who just was outside that pub just trashing all the chairs, which is actually quite funny.
She always has plastic bags in her hands too. What's in them?
Here, find me a crazy person without a plastic without little a bag.
it's like their true markings.
Yeah.
Do they have a plastic bag in their hand? No. Oh well, they're fine. They're probably okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You always have to have a plastic bag.
There's no crazy people with like a North Face backpack.
No, never.
With all their belongings. It's always just like a crusty old little bag with a fucking... what's in their bag? I reckon just a load of loose ham.
Yeah.
What ink's in it?
Ugh. It's old tea towels.
Old socks and shit. That's what I was thinking. Really gross stuff. Half a bun. Toenails. They've collected all their toenails.
It's just coleslaw. Not in a packet.
And it's old coleslaw where the cabbage is sort of grey.
And it goes all water.
That's that. Ugh. You fucking herbag!
I like the way she does it in a wee song as well.
Hey,
You're fucking messing with the wrong fucking... You're messing with the wrong fucking...
I love when a real Belfast person says fucking, because there's 9 K's in a row. Fucking!
The swallow it.
Fucking! You know, imagine teaching the real intricacies of like, you know, like...
Colloquialism.
Remember like Sean was trying to tell us how certain Vietnamese things are saying. He's like, oh, it's like you swallow the end of the word, like, you know, nong, like this. And then that's the same. There'd be like a wee Vietnamese person being like, well, how to do it is fuck. Fuck.
in her bag.
Slightly wretch
on
it.
You fuck in her bag. What is in the her bag? Little bag. Plastic bag, her bag. Fucking.
Fucking her bag.
You fucking.
You sure?
Her bag, like.
Her bag?
Like her bag.
Your bag of fucking hers?
Just those.
Do you know that about you? If you went back through the, like, the, you know, the history of things, you'd be like, you know, the origin of whole bag is. It's like, you know, why all those. Do you know why all those, like, you know, like, Rasta boys are, your blood clot, something like that? That
yeah, what?
Okay. I read this. I could be.
They say blood clot.
Yep.
Ugh,
as in blood away. Blood cloth.
Oh, I thought you said clot.
No, we're here.
Ugh. Seem worse.
I'm going to look this up. This could be one of these blood bullshit. Cloth. Blood clot. Right. Patio. Jamaican curse word comes from blood cloth, which was basically a tampon. So, like. You know, like Scottish people are like, you're fucking funny. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, why did you Google image it? That's a mistake.
That made my balls feel weird.
Ugh.
Right, okay. What is a blood clot? I hear Jamaicans call people blood clot and bumba clot. It sounds ugly, but. Bumba clot is a material used for maxi pad. Then people started calling it blood cloth on account of all the blood. Then they started saying ras clot. Ras meaning ass. Jamaicans just start getting vulgar with the whole thing. Yeah, so I don't know. It was before the days of tampons. They're like, yeah, blood clot. But it's like a Scottish person. You're funny! You know what I mean?
Fucking her bag!
It's got nothing on her bag. You know what I mean?
Absolutely not. It wins.
The best video of all time would be this woman, Ryan, with a Jamaican, I think. Do you know what I'm saying?
That would be pretty impressive.
Yeah, fuck. She goes. Her. If I could describe this video, her legs look like they've taken her shins out and sewed her feet to her knees. She's got that, like, toddler waddle. And then she goes over to a guy dressed like a traditional Belfast man in full Adidas Stormzy gear. Hits him with a little bag.
You're messing with the wrong fucking woman.
So there you go. That's clip of the week.
Where does the anger come from in all these like old Belfast women?
People, when they get like dementia, or what is it, dementia and Alzheimer's, can get very, very mean. And I know that because I've known people who had, like, grandparents or whatever who were, you know, same story. Like, the person was the nicest, most gentle person their whole life. And then they developed Alzheimer's and just became super rude and aggressive to everybody, which is really, really sad.
So you think she has dementia?
She's not right in her head at all. Very mentally ill. What fucking, you know, like, practicing GPs do you know walk down the street going, you fucking herbag!
True.
Going back to work here to save life, you know, no one does that. I'm a solicitor, bloody blah, such and such.
You fucking mermaid.
That'd be a great character, though.
I feel like there's a lot of people without dementia, though, who shout like that.
Pamela Herbag. Solicitors and sons.
That the whole courtroom is just people shouting at each other back and forth.
I believe you were called Herbag. We have a lineup here. Could we have contestant number one, please?
Fucking herbag!
Doesn't quite have the ring of it. Number two. Whole bag. No, that's not it at all. Can we get the line for number three?
What's the line again?
That is you fucking herbag.
You fucking herbag!
That's her. That's her. Rough times. We have a lot of really funny clips. Someone sent me this Indian man trying to speak English. Which is good banter too. Hi.
So tell me about yourself.
Sir, I am sitting in front of yourself. Myself, Rakesh Mahanty.
Rakesh Mahanty?
And
Fucking herbag, Rakesh Mahomte.
I am technology mad. But if you will ask me what is my passion, I will say hardware. But this is for the far.
Indian people are the most parodied people. Because, and it's true, it's like they talk like that and their head goes side to side. They all do it. And then you do that and people are like, that's a bit racially insensitive. And you're like, it's fucking accurate as shit.
Last time I am doing on Spikey.
Skype, you mean?
Shut up, you whorebag.
Pardon, sir?
It's clearly a woman. Someone's went, sir, is formal. And he's just like, hello, sir, to everyone.
Everyone, sir.
Thank you, sir. Madam. Rakesh Madam Blinks. What's his name?
Go on.
Sir, I am from Jharsuguda. I studied 10th Saraswati Sisu Vidya Mandir. Graduate Cambridge Institute, Ranchi. Not from England, noted. And I am putting my screwdriver everywhere and seeing what is happening.
Dirty boss.
I am a hidden scientist.
Okay, so what experience do you have?
Sir, I am working with BSNL telephone company. Whenever the...
This is literally the dude I get on the phone whenever I ring up.
The line goes up, I ride the telephone khamba and make the line good. And during my spare time, I chat on girls on Facebook.
You dirty bastard. I chat on girls on Facebook?
Chat on them?
And also, I collect pan masala reports. I have a huge collection, almost 2,000.
And how do you see yourself progress in this career?
Sir, I will have a fruity career in your steamy company.
What did he say?
A fruity career.
A fruity? He forced that, I don't know, did he?
In this career?
Sir, I will have a fruity career in your steamy...
That must be a nightmare if you're Indian. The FR combo. Fruity? He was probably going to say fruitful there.
But fruity is a way better way of describing it.
Steamy company. And I will perform and reach the climax position.
And can you shift to...
It's funny because it's just like, you know, climax could be mixed up with like ultimate or final or, you know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
absolutely.
Oman, will you have any problems shifting to Oman?
Sir, I do not have any problem to shifting abroad country, but I will not change my religion. Otherwise, I am very open-minded and I am always happy, even when I am sad. And I am morally very good, morally very high. And I have also my resignation letter ready from BSN.
Okay, so then we'll get back to you.
Sir, I am getting the job now.
We'll get back to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So happy.
I like the idea of just calling everything sir.
Sir. Start every sentence with
excuse
sir.
Me, sir. I would like to take shit in. I love that. I just love anything Indian. It's class. Bastard. I love that. That's. I mean, that's about. That's probably his English is too good to be working for like a BT helpline. Because it's obviously like you know like I feel like pulling up some sort of basic Spanish or something, and for me to just rattle on through it. You know what I mean? Just rattle on through it. No breaks in the cellar. You know, just fucking... That's what he's doing with English, basically. I like to go in and say it all at once and then say things in the wrong climax. You know, it's funny. I don't know. It's tough. It's like any language. You got to really get into it. Like, we were in Vietnam and everything says N-G. Was it U?
N-G.
Y-E-N.
Oh, that one.
Everything says that word on it. I was like, is that a really popular Vietnamese name? And Sean's like, yeah, it's pronounced Win.
Which doesn't make any sense.
And like, I actually seen the thing someone said, like someone won a competition, like, yeah, it's fucking Tracy Nguyen or something. And it's Win. That's how you say that. Because I remember he kept getting in a taxi, like, taking me to fucking Win, what was it, Quai or something?
Yeah.
And he basically was saying it in the wrong tone. The guy was like, what the fuck is this cunt saying? And he had to change it like, quiet, like that. And he went, oh, fuck's sake, why didn't you just say quiet instead of quiet? Such a cunt. But,
still says cunt.
Yeah. But, you climax cunt bastard. Yeah, but that word is Wyndham. It's everywhere. It's like a, just a, it's just like a very popular Vietnamese name. This is the funniest thing we've seen all week. It's a meme, and it says, this is from a 90s baseball video game where a Japanese game designer had to make up a bunch of American names. Sleeve McDykel. But this is, again, this is just like things that, you know, it's like if you were like, make up random Japanese names.
Yeah, it's really hard to do.
You would just be like Toko Samayoko, or, you know, you'd just be making up random Japanese sounding sounds, basically.
So to him, this just sounds American, basically.
Yeah, he was like a Japanese guy, but he put on like, hey, I'm Sleeve McDykel. Like, he's doing like a wee American accent. Onsen Sweeney. Daryl Archideld. I'm going to do this in a Japanese accent, right? Anatoly Smorin. Ray Miscreef.
You need an American accent.
Hey, I'm Glenn Allen Mixon. What's up? What's up, dudes? I'm Mario McElroyn. See, the MCR, the McElroyn's a nightmare if you're Japanese. McElroyn. Raw Chamberlain. These are fucking the best. Kevin McGilney. Tony Smerick. Bobson Dugnet.
Bobson.
Bobson Dugnet. If we buy a dog, let's call Bobson Dugnet. I'm sweating.
Bobson Dugnet.
Who was it you knew had a dog for sale recently? Or no, it wasn't even for sale. They just had two. Oh my God, Maureen. Are you looking at me because I'm so bald?
No, this is a really big imprint on your head.
I need a dog that's like half. What was it? Half a.
Bulldog.
Half a what?
I don't know what the other half was, I'll but take, it just. See if it
was
like.
What was bulldog. Half bulldog, half. Labrador or something.
It looked like that, but I don't know.
It's gorgeous. It was gorgeous. Welcome on stage, Willie Dustis. Jeremy Gride. Scott Dork. Sean Furcott.
Dork?
Step on up, Dean Worskery. Up next, we got our third contestant, Mike Trucks. Dwight Rorschigel.
Trucks, just trucks.
Tim Sandial, Carl Dandelayton, Mike Hernandez, and last but not least, Todd Bunzales. My shins are moist right now.
It's like, it's so close, but so far. So
oh, hard. You couldn't write that? Like, if. Oh, that's literally like that fucking Key and Peele bit where they just like.
Yeah, it's so
do all the American football so players. Jesus Christ, I'm going to die of that. Any
particular. Mike Truck.
Bobson Dugnet's my favorite. Mike Truck.
Bobson.
What's the other one I laughed at? Dwight. It looks like Portugal, but it says Rochigal. Dwight Rochigal. Fucking hell. I've never laughed. My legs are so swollen from laughing there. Jesus Christ.
There's nothing funnier than funny names. Like, there just isn't.
Like, I think if I really wanted to be as funny as I could be, I should probably just do a full set of silly accents and be the silly accent guy, because there's nothing I find funnier than funny accents.
Plus, if you just do loads of accents, it's not, you're not slagging anyone off.
Let's talk about, so did last week's thing cover when was that shooting and thing, Las Vegas?
That was last week. Yeah,
did we miss it?
No, we talked about that.
We did talk about it. Oh yeah, so that happened, and then obviously the subsequent gun issue. How do you feel about that?
What do you mean
guns?
How do you feel about guns?
Yeah, it's weird how they basically talk about everything else, bar like, oh yeah, let's definitely not, you know, have these sort of guns available.
We talked about all this stuff.
We talked about it. We did.
But they haven't really found...
Dan Bilzerian's having a fight with an ex-Marine. Because Dan Bilzerian's one of these guys, he went through BUDS training, which is like Marine training, and then dropped out because he had... fractures in his shins, like shin splints or something. So he's like a trained guy, but he just never served or anything. But he was all like at that thing and filmed himself running away and said he went and tried to get guns and go back and help the police. Alright, Dan Bilzerian, relax the fuck, you know? We're the actual police and armed people, you know? Nice of you to take time from that fucking some Instagram bitches real quick.
I seen he...
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for your service.
Unrelated. He put up a thing. Was it... I don't know, might have been today. He's selling his own vape liquids because he's like, I'm sick of cigarette smoke, so he's selling his own vape stuff. What?
What does that mean? Does he smoke? He's sick of smoking it himself?
I think it's people around him smoking.
That's probably just because he's got a high profile and he can sell anything.
Yep.
Yeah, I
don't think... still didn't find a reason why your man did it, though, did they? They didn't really ever figure anything out since then, no?
Nah, just a mental cunt.
Mad. Yeah, he's just mental.
But then, I don't know, like... What do you think of that interview with his brother? That was weird as shit. Wasn't it? Where he was like... He was kind of like... It was almost like... I feel like he maybe knew that he was a lunatic and then he just had to keep going like, oh, well, I just don't know. He seems all right to me.
No, I don't know. Or but no. The American press do that to people, don't they? They try and get interviews really quickly. Yeah, it's the guy is clearly, like, his brother has just, you know, done this crazy thing and killed himself. Definitely don't interview his brother right now.
Don't interview him, you bastard. Let's first of all, let's talk over Demetrius Johnson's win there at the weekend. What about that? Armbar, did you see it?
That was some like superhero style suplex shit.
The fucking Jesus Christ, the neck.
Even if you don't watch stuff like that, that's impressive.
Yeah, I mean, that's like,
not be impressed with that.
You know, like if you're playing like a fucking, or if you watch like a movie, or you were playing like a computer game, and they were like suplex armbar, you'd be like, nah, that's not gonna happen. Yeah,
that's like what happens if you're playing a game and you just press all the buttons, and you're like, how the fuck did I do that?
Yeah,
that was amazing. Like he literally never gonna be done again.
But it's just that clever thing. I mean, sometimes, you know, I've, not that I'm in any way good at jiu-jitsu, but sometimes they teach you certain patterns. Like, you do this, you go to here, and there's like a progression through moves. Whereas sometimes if you just go, like it happened at like the last ADCC, there's a guy called like something Ramos or something, and he just walked over this guy, and instead of like, I'm going to sit here and pass your guard, no, he just launched himself right at him. Indian armbar, and the guy tapped so quick. Instead of like, oh, I'm gonna get past your legs and all this here, and it's the same thing. It's just like, why does the guy have to be flat on his back or whatever for me to armbar him? He just he lifted him, and as he's coming down, he had his arm trapped. So he already had his arm. So the guy just fell to the ground, stepped over, snap. Crazy. Just get creative with it. You know what I mean? Skip a few steps. Be unpredictable. That's Colin's jiu-jitsu knowledge. Haven't been in about 3 weeks, but you know what I mean. Although we did have a chat with Paul McVeigh there over at the Grip House in Glasgow, who has been at some shows, and me and Aaron are going to go and do a rollabout with him. We'll vlog it. That'll be fun, won't it?
Yeah. He's a cool guy. I like him.
Super cool. Another like prime example of be careful who you fuck with. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Because on the surface, and I'm sure he'd admit himself, pretty nerdy guy, you know, he's into some nerdy shit. Not a big scary guy. Choke you to death.
Oh yeah.
Quick, fast. Snap your feet off, feed them to you. You want that? There's your foot, mate. Wrist, what do you want? Elbow. What's up? Is that your neck? Dead. You know what I'm saying? Let's twist your head around. Dangerous man. But we'll go, do you know what? What if Aaron was amazing at jiu-jitsu because you couldn't do anything to him? Like, there's a guy, I think he won that ADCC, called Orlando Sanchez, and he is essentially a butternut squash with fingers. I'm not even shitting you. He's fucking, you've never seen, and I don't know if he's that good. He is definitely good at jiu-jitsu. Orlando Sanchez.
Oh, I'm excited to see now.
Like, he is beyond, you'll probably fancy him. He's a fucking mess.
Butternut squash is my favourite meal type.
Is that him there? Okay, he used to be a bodybuilder. That's him super ripped, okay?
Okay.
He's not that ripped anymore. That's what he looks like.
Oh, he looks great.
Are you joking me?
No.
Huh?
Should I be?
He looks great?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, he's so thick, like.
Yeah.
Like, that's him sort of bent over. Like, he's not even, like, chunky guy. He's literally chunk. Do you know what I'm saying? Are you in that for real?
I don't know.
No, I think I think you're pulling both my teats.
That was just a good photo of him, I think.
But he is literally just a fucking fridge. There he is there.
He looks a lot like you, Colin.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. But anyway, I think the reason he keeps winning is just because he's like a bull and no one can do anything to him. That might be iron, you know what I mean? How are you gonna choke someone where your arms don't meet when you put them around his head? You reach around, you can't even touch your fingers, and that's just his neck. I don't know, it'll be interesting to see.
I think he would be good at it.
So yeah, I keep trying to tell him to do it, but then he's like, I have an operation to get a fucking mushroom taken out of my toe or something. I mean, this is why you have to wear ear protectors. You can't be walking around. Especially if your ears stick out that much, don't also have them with cauliflower. Do you get me? Let's move on to some questions here, will we? Because I'm going to do a podcast tomorrow. We'll do a podcast every day.
Yeah, do it.
Podcast. Middle-aged white people in Asian countries smiling and thanking people for stupid shit just not to come across racist. I talked about this before, but you need to go onto YouTube and type in the Food Ranger and have this guy, watch this guy go around like Vietnam, and he's just like, oh, Sunday, you know, everything he gets given, he's just constantly like, be like walking in, so I'm going, hello, can I have soup? Sorry, thank you, please. It's like the guy that used to work in that fucking cafe in Belfast, I forget the name of it. He'd be like, please, what you want? Sit down, please. And they give your change back. Please, there you go, please. Please was just his, like...
Oh, yeah, what cafe was that? What did you call that?
It was called, like, Green Lantern or something. What the fuck was it called? Lantern?
It was called something before that, though.
My ears popped there and they won't unpop. Dirt pop.
It was good, actually.
Yeah, it was lovely. But the guy was just like, please, give me... There's your change, please.
Yeah, I just said please.
Please, see you later, please. Nothing. I get it. That's why language is fucked up, because you get the intent.
Mm-hmm.
He could be going like sausage. Oh, sausage so much. You know. He was saying that when I was like, can I have 14 sausages? Sausage so much, please. Sir, I put my screwdriver everywhere. What are your thoughts on the people of Ballymena? They're fine.
I don't really ever think about them.
Yeah. Apart from they're annoying and they talk stupid. They're grand. I don't know. I actually don't know anyone from Ballymena.
No, you're really nice.
Paddy McGackie. I know about three people from Ballymena. But yeah, they're grand. I mean, we were in a real hipster spot in Ballymena the other day. It was great. The other week, 3 weeks ago, 4 months ago, remember? What rank are the six counties from best to worst? What have we got?
What do you mean six counties?
I mean, what have you got? Antrim, Tyrone,
Fermanagh,
Armagh, Londonderry. Yeah. Is Derry one? The county of Londonderry, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the owl one?
Down. No, did you say that?
No.
Oh. Is that them all? We've probably been to all of them as well.
Yeah.
What's the best one?
Dunno. I don't know.
Antrim?
Probably. Because you got all that coast, you got Belfast, you've got a bunch of shit in it.
What county is Port Rushen? Down?
I don't know whether it borders on Derry. Londonderry.
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of funny. Where is that?
Probably is like North Antrim coast.
Probably.
It's probably like right on the fucking dick.
So Antrim's number one. What's two?
I don't know, but beneath that, it's just a pile of shit. Everything has its good bits and its terrible, terrible, terrible bits. Like Ballymena, for example, is in Antrim, I'm pretty sure. You know? And you wouldn't let your dog shite in there. That's a lie, I'm only joking. You fucking Elrond bastard! Fucking in here! Do you remember that video about it's not me, it's murder? And they're in the butchers in Ballymena. The guy's like, come in here, try to buy my fucking Martin off fucking something for dinner. Fuck! The guy had a fucking Ferrari t-shirt on that probably should have had a normal sized logo, but he'd stretched it so far over his gut that the Ferrari logo was like a wee stretched out horse. Like, come in here, try to buy something for the fucking Martin off dinner. Fuck! I mean, don't go into a fucking family butchers. You mental. You're all... Do you know what? because I'm in the dead on mafia, I would walk in there and be like, listen to me, you stupid fucking pointless cunts. Let me be your manager so you can go about this in a less cuntish, more effective way. Instead of going into a family butcher's that's probably been there for fucking decades. Going, it's not me, it's murder. Stop doing this. Quit your fucking jobs. Go fucking homeless just so a chicken doesn't die. Hmm? While you're at home dying your fucking anime fringe purple, I want to hit you so hard in the face with a full salmon. You know what I mean? Take that. That's murder. You look nice today, wearing like your jumper.
Thank you.
Do you have any sort of plan in place for losing weight or defabazardization or just making it up as you go along, cutting out junk food, etc.? Well, I think a good way for me to do it, because my impulse control is terrible, is literally to tell that little app how much weight I want to lose and my weight, and it'll tell me what calorie things I'm allowed to do each day. So I'll put in my calories, basically, and the good thing to do is kind of, you know, like before you have your last food of the day, still have like 2/3 of that almost left, if that makes sense. So that you're probably, you can eat normally, but you're still maybe under it by like a whole bunch of calories.
Yeah.
Which works for me, because if you were like, oh yeah, you're not allowed to fucking have any of shit, I'd probably freak out. So I think it's just a little, it's like a wee fun game to be like, how much can I eat?
Yeah.
But how little calories can I rack up on this little fucking thing? And then just go do workouts?
Well, it's all about eating the most you can for the least amount of calories, really, isn't it?
Yeah, so you want to like eat a whole pile of veggie shit. You could eat like a mountain of veg and a nice bit of meat and then type it in your wee machine. It's like, oh yeah, you had 200 calories. And you've, you know, fucking 1600 left or whatever the thing is. Cool. Cool times. I mean, Aaron McCann is literally getting told by people on that defab bastardization page, like, Aaron, maybe don't just yank weights down, you know? And then go for a fucking pasta pesto. If you could have one dream date with someone, why would it be Matty Matheson? How much food infused love would you make? And then look at that photo. That's James McKay. He was at the...
That's a funny picture.
He was at that gig the other day.
He's not wrong, either.
Yeah. Although, like, I like Matty Matheson, but, like, he doesn't drink. Do you know what I'm saying? So...
True.
You would just be sitting there eating food like two wee fat bitches. I'd like to meet him, certainly, and be like, can we do a hat swap or something? Do you know what I'm saying?
Whereas I'm not as much of a fan of Action Bronson's food shows, but
me neither.
He drinks a lot of wine, which I like, so.
Mm, you get the kiss of that big garlic beard.
Ugh, I can't watch him eating at all, it's so gross.
But it's funny because
his shows are really good.
He's so charming and.
Oh, yeah, he totally is.
He can just fucking get on with anyone, but he's just absolutely repulsive.
Yeah, I just can't. Yeah.
How can he not stink?
He has to. Remember we saw him in Dublin and like.
It was the shortest.
I've never seen a sweatier person in my life.
Me, last night at the gym.
Mm, okay.
I get wild sweaty. I mean, I just have no hair, so it's expected of me to sweat. I mean, what I should be doing is wearing like a headband thing, but then because I've Barry the Blender as a character,
yeah.
I actually can't do that because people are like, I saw actual Barry the Blender doing fucking kettlebell snatches.
With a fucking bandana on? Yeah, you can't do it.
Goddamn. Even though I probably think that would be the move for me. But you just got to own it. Do you know?
True.
What was I going to say? Yeah, I mean, this is why you can't be a fat cunt and a performer, because he did the shortest set of all time, which I wasn't happy
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I was very disappointed.
And there was, he's tons of material. I was like, do more, bro. Do more. The whole place is going fucking buck mad here. Aaron McCann's bouncing off the walls like a big drunken, just, I talked about that last week, like an animal that's been darted and then they bite it on the tail to wake it up. Or serious question, would you say you have an addictive personality? I don't think I have an addictive personality.
You have an impulsive personality?
I have a complete lack of impulse control. But no, I don't really think I have an addictive personality.
No, I don't think you do. But you are impulsive, like you'll just...
Yeah, I want it now, and if I don't get it,
I'm
angry.
You want it right now, yeah. That's exactly what it is. And you get really annoyed if something doesn't happen straight away then.
Take out to dinner, kiss on the cheek, and violently anal rape.
Wow.
Julian Simmons. I should turn this into a bit of material. I should be like, I have a podcast, and frequently people will be like, you know, fuck, marry, kill. And it's usually people from here. And then I get the same question. I should actually turn that into a bit of who I would actually fuck, marry, kill. Or whatever. Julian Simmons, Frank Mitchell, Jamie DeLarge. I don't know who that last one is. Who is that?
He's on UTV.
Don't know. Rape, like. Oh, you see, this is where it gets real. I mean, like, who would enjoy getting banged in the ass the most out of those three? I'd take a shot in the hole and say, Julian.
What makes you think that?
Don't know. Am I assuming someone's gender?
I think you are. That's not gender thing.
Fucking desperate. Does your missus have to be on your podcast? Oh, fuck. From anonymous loser playing Call of Duty. I love that. I love, he's literally a picture of the TV screen. Like, he's just sitting there in between wanks going, I can't quite finish masturbating to the sound of a female's voice. It needs to just be you. Hey, don't listen then. Yeah. Check that out. Last questions. Let's get through this. Looking forward to hearing your thoughts on the UFC at the week. Watch this on the podcast. I'm not going to. It's a, what's it say? It's a Craig Alvin. Oh yeah. So here we are. Met Rory Friars from And So I Watch You From Afar after me going on a full rant about them last week. Showed him the intergalactic thing you said about him on the last podcast. It wasn't necessarily about him specifically. Just the band in general. He didn't bat an eyelid and just said, I'm not from Coleraine, in his Coleraine accent. Haha. Anyway, any more info on the Glasgow gig? Yes, the tickets are on sale. In fact, they're nearly fucking gone, so I would get one. That offends me. Rory Friars of And So I Watch You From Afar, in your Coleraine accent. I've basically picked your band up for years. To many people, spread the word.
Let's just call him Rory from Coleraine now.
So Rory from Coleraine, the fact that that's all you pick up from that thing, and if you're gonna tell me you're from like Port Rush or Port Stewart, which you could literally piss down the road to Coleraine, that's very rude.
Very rude. That's such a, like a Northern Irish, like this an Irish thing. Oh, I'm actually not from there. Like you're literally next door to that. No, I'm not from there.
I know. It's like,
how dare you offend me?
It's like. The time Mickey said something. Oh yeah. Mickey, that's right, I went with him. He was doing like a fucking gig for the Key Vipers, who are like a biker gang.
No way.
From Carrick, but it was in Carrick Rangers Football Club. And he was doing some joke. He's like, oh, could you imagine a fucking... And by the way, for all the people who do that bit of stand-up, Mickey did it way before everyone. If fucking Liam Neeson was... still had a Balinese accent. He did it.
Mickey has been doing that for years.
Years ago. And
yeah.
I've still people fucking bring it up. he said something. Imagine if he was still in Balmain and he did this accent and someone, that's not Balmain. That's Rasharkin. Do you know what I mean? That's the sort of fucking lunatics you're dealing with over here. Where's Rasharkin near? Balmain. Opinion on Smicks here in Belfast. I mean, they're weird, but you need them, don't you? Because then you wouldn't get fucking her bag and all that cool shit. It's fun. Although I don't understand how they don't realise that everyone takes the piss out of them. You know, they're literally like fucking Halloween nights where people dress up as, oh, I'm a spade.
Yeah, like people have child parties and stuff. And
that's their day-to-day shit, like.
That's our favourite thing to do, isn't it? Driving into like cities, being like, have you never seen a child on a film?
Yeah.
You've never seen a stereotypical...
Yeah, you haven't seen an episode of fucking, you know, Get My Hairpiece. Best and worst childhood memories. I mean, the worst ones would probably be the numerous accounts of the numerous times where I almost killed myself. Not in a suicide way, just like nearly drowning in a pool in Ibiza. That was pretty hectic. Nearly choked to death on a gobstopper.
You sound like a pure nightmare as a kid.
Yeah, just fucking, I was in hospital 3 times in a week with different stitches. Fell off a bed, hit my fucking face on a bedside table. You remember back when bedside cabinets had a sheet of glass over it and people Ooh. Put like lace beneath it and shit?
Yeah.
Fucking what else? Just all that shit. Breaking shit. It's basically skinning the top of my foot doing judo and had no skin on the top of my foot for about a month.
Ooh.
And I would have to put a wee bandage around it and put my school shoes on. Remember people used to wear those kickers, like little deck shoes?
Yeah.
You probably wear them again now. People think they're swag as fuck.
Do you have the wee deck shoes ones?
Yeah.
No, I can't imagine that.
Or Brian too. I was the cutest
one. Oh, Colin, yuck.
Yuck?
Yuck.
Okay, hold
no,
on.
No, yuck.
Hold on. Kickers.
Kickers.
I'm pretty sure I had a pair. I'm pretty sure I had a pair of white kickers. Bro, look at them. Goddamn. They are hectic. French for hectic. Kickers, deck shoes. Let me see. Right, I'm going to show you the wee cutenesses I had. Wait a minute. Actually, there were like none of these. Hold on. They were kind of like... Let me see.
Like those ones?
No. That is a deck shoe. I'm telling you lies. It was more like... They were kind of more like that. But we had to wear shoes to school. You couldn't wear trainers. They wouldn't be bad on a wee boy. Like a wee pair of boy shoes. Wee
tiny, like how young?
Like primary school.
All right, okay. I thought you meant when you were like 17.
No, it was a wee... But I just remember...
Oh, that is cute.
I'm going to take those off every day with the blood just seeping through my foot.
Aww.
I've had a bunch of weird memories, you know? And, you know, all the childhood abuse and torture. None of that happened. But, worst memories? Oh my God, this guy's a lunatic. Getting emails all over the place. What's your opinion on YouTube bodybuilders, especially Brad Castleberry? So am I going to have to YouTube this dude? Let's go on to the next question. Giving or receiving? I would say I'm probably more of a giver.
Of what?
Just in general, you know what I mean?
Just
like
things?
Like I need approval.
Yeah.
Which is based on a giving system. You know? I give you comedy. Do you know what I'm saying? I like cooking. I like people to go, Colin, this is the tastiest thing I've ever had. And I go, I fucking know. That's what I want. I want people to tell me I'm the best at something. And then for me to go, yeah, I fucking know, dickhead.
But before that, you'll doubt yourself the whole time. I mean, and then you'll go, I know, I already know.
But that's what everyone does.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Brad Castleberry. So here's a YouTube bodybuilder. Let me see. Is there like a funny clip of this? Fucking let me just get a vibe of this guy for a second. Let me see if there's any final questions. So let me see how annoying this motherfucker is.
What's up, everyone? It's Ephraim Barstars, and today's video.
Well, this is a fucking. Why does that always happen? I don't know what the crack is with this guy, Brad Castleberry. I'll maybe watch some of his stuff and get into it. Oh.
Kenny KO Nation, subscribers watching. Are the weights fake?
Are the weights fake?
Alright, boys.
Alright, fuck off. I'm not watching that shit. I've watched too much. I watched one of those Jake Paul fucking vlogs the other day and I killed myself. Have you ever seen one of them? I'll show you it after.
No.
I remember I said to you, it's like if Eric Andre made a vlog character.
Oh, really?
He's like, dude, it's fucking lit. And he hits himself in the face of the camera and it cuts to another thing. And he's like, it's like.
Oh, no, that sounds so annoying.
It's like too much. It's lit. And he's fucking dabbing like crazy. And you're like, what's lit? Like they were honestly in what was like, you know, like a shopping center where they had like a little kid's fucking fashion show going on. And he's in the middle of it. Oh, it's lit. It's like, it's not lit.
Yeah, this is not lit.
You're only making it seem lit because you have to do this fucking stupid shit every day. Do you know what I mean? Fucking loser. By the way, see if the next cunt tags me in that CeeLo thing and go, is this you? I'm going to have to do like a fucking video like that. Or put photos of her face together and be like, how do we... You know, like, I'm a bag of shit, but I'm not that bag of shit. Do you know what I'm saying? Or am I? Or is that guy a better Nick than me? I do this all the time. We were at those Coochie tunnels in fucking Vietnam and I was like... Oh, this cunt, if this cunt can fit in them, I'll definitely fit in them. And this, he's about 6'4", this big lump of shite. like Aaron McCann essentially, but Canadian or something. And I was like, oh, if he's going to go in, then I'll definitely fit. And I walked up beside him, and there's a clip in a vlog. I don't know if we used it. And I was like, look how much bigger he is than me. And then you're like, yeah, you're actually bigger than him. And
I was like, maybe an inch taller or something.
Yeah, he's like a bit taller, but I'm definitely wider and bigger. Yeah. And I looked at him going, look at the size of this guy. He's not getting in anything. And I'm literally bigger than him.
Yeah.
Even Aaron, I was like, Aaron's massive. Aaron's, what's Aaron, 6'5"? He's not even, he's about 6'1 or 2". Big lump. I was like, he's probably heavier than me. No, get a photo shoot done. I'm like, no, I'm actually bigger than him. His head's big, like, but I'm wider. I literally have, like, dysmorphia. I could, like, that's what's going to happen. If I click my fingers and woke up tomorrow 4 stone lighter, I'd still be 16 stone. And I'd be like, oh, I'm feeble. I can't do anything now. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, you'd think you're too small.
I wouldn't think it was too small. I'd just be like, oh, well, how am I going to survive a tumble over now? Now that I'm only 16 stone.
My little weak, frail body.
My little baby bird, crispy bone body. I look at you sometimes and think that.
What?
Like, just, I put, like, I can grab your shoulder bone with my two fingers like that. Like I'm holding a cream egg. And go, that's your shoulder. What happens if you fall over?
I don't know why you're always so afraid I'm going to fall over and break my shoulders.
Because that's what all old women do.
Break their shoulder?
Deirdre fell, smashed her left. What'd she break? Her left. Her left what? Side.
Just all down her left.
Down that left. I just bucked. It's like a jigsaw.
Well.
But yeah, don't tag me in that CeeLo video anymore. I'm going to fucking come to your house and stab you. Like, people think that's me.
I get it.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
But like, why is that a fucking standout look? Do you know what I mean?
It's because he's wearing a hat and he's got the same beard as you. Like, that's literally it.
I should make videos. Like, have you seen his videos? His videos are is him sort of being creepy or perving over, like, ridiculously hot girls that he would never be able to get near in real life.
That's his videos?
Yeah. You know, like, the video where he goes to the door and the girl's wearing a towel and he goes, I'll pay you $200 if you show me your tits. And then she takes the $200 and goes inside and the black dude's like, hey, was CeeLo here? Did he drop my $200? And
she's
like,
him.
Oh my God, I just showed him my... You know what she's doing? She's going, I just prostituted myself there and now I feel bad about it. What are hoes be tripping, Maureen? Fucking hell. Don't tag me in that video. Look at them shoes. Beautiful.
Oh, they're nice.
Get them. I want them. One positive thing to say about Arlene Foster. She looks strong. Aren't they gorgeous shoes?
What are they?
They're Nike Air Force Ones, bro.
They're nice.
Can I have? That's the end of those questions. Right, we'll hit the Facebook questions and then we'll stop because I am going to do this every... I'm going to do it for the next 4 days. Get some material out. Write some material. Do you feel any healthier since starting the DFAT bastardization with McCann, or do you just want a big dirty pizza? That's from Dolores Gallagher. No, I do feel a bit better, yeah, to be honest. I mean, it's good to feel stronger. I was getting a bit... I feel like I've definitely got... I mean, if you think about it, like, I've done quite a lot of sports, fitness, exercise, training throughout my whole life, but yeah. I've also met that with a lot of eating and drinking. So... You know, like, I was going back to the gym there, I was like, I'm unfit as fuck. You know, like, there were certain things I was doing, I was like, I'm literally scared I might have a heart attack right now. But it comes back really quickly. Once you get over a few days of, like, oh, my body's sore. Once you get over to it, and you can, once you get over that, and you can really get, like, stuck into the training, and you're not, you don't mind that your fucking heart's coming through your chest, because, like, you're used to it after, you know, a wee while of training. Instead of, like, going in some Tuesday morning and being like, can you phone an ambulance for me, please? You know what I mean? I feel good now. I feel like you can really fight it back, if that makes sense. Instead of going, am I going to be okay? You go, let's push through this now. You know, I think there's a certain level of muscle memory there.
Yeah, the bound to be. Also, like,
just always after the first few days. Sprinting up hills and fucking 100 scrums in a row. And you know what I mean? It all sort of comes back but fairly quickly.
But after those first few days of, like, you'll feel hungry, and then it goes back to normal, doesn't it?
And then you don't, like, a lot of times, like, I ate before this podcast, and any other day that I've done this, I'd have fucking covered that in sauce and had toast with it and all. And for some reason, by the time you're finished, you want another meal. Do you know what I mean? Whereas, like, I feel actually okay now. I feel like I kind of want to go to the gym again. Which is good. That I think you want that feeling of, like, I'm just going to nip to the gym real quick.
Yeah, the like feeling of eating good and going to the gym feels better.
I'm literally a fucking beast in just a fat suit. That's what you got going on here.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Animal. Fucking animal, bro. But yeah, I do feel better. I mean, I don't know what Aaron's doing. But probably not drinking for him is probably a bigger deal than... Because you find yourself just getting doomed way too often. And drinking fucking two bottles of Buckfast and Coke and all that shit.
Yeah, like Aaron could easily drop tons of weight. Possibly even more weight than you. But you're doing a lot of like... Kind of eating good and doing a lot of exercise. So you're actually like... Sort of building your body in a good shape. Whereas it's you know... It's easy to drop weight but not actually... build any muscle then, or you know what I mean? It's
well, I would say, I mean, Aaron probably, you know, Aaron's like, he's not one of, like, he's a big guy with a big frame type of thing, so he probably would look decent if he just dropped a whole pile of weight, and then any fitness or muscle building he's gonna do is just gonna, but he should be in his fucking prime. I've said this to him, I'm like, yeah. you're the only one that's, like, single in Laverys. It should be, like, the Comedy Store in, like, LA. Get done with a gig, have a shot at the bar, fuck nine women,
you know? Nine? Bloody hell, yeah.
Nine women? That's what he should be doing.
Yeah, I mean, he's what, like...
Was that last Wednesday when the girls, like, if it happened in a film, you'd be like, girls aren't like that. He's like, you take shots with us. All fucking like, oh, Jesus, bit too much there. And then I turn around, I was like, nah, I drive here. Aaron, come here over and take shots with these women. And he's like, nah, I'm all right. No. It's like, Aaron, get the fuck over here and nearly make someone pregnant for the love of fuck. And then tell us all about it. Dave, who's having a baby, and Patty's got nine kids. And
yeah, because Aaron's like 7 years younger than you, isn't he?
Eight, but
he
sure.
He should be way ahead.
Way ahead of what?
Of like, I don't know, fitness?
Oh, yeah.
You're like declining rapidly,
Colin? I thought you meant in the... No, I'm not. Boy, I get fucking better and stronger every day. I'm like fucking... A zombie? What? What'd you look at me weird there for?
Just look at the hawk. Sorry, are there they?
Fuck your hawk. Look at my cock.
It's like hovering it. Yeah. That's cool.
That's a pigeon. So,
that was not... It was like hovering over the field, like looking for mice, obviously.
It's a buzzard, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll see. We'll soon see, won't we?
Why will we see?
Because it's competition.
What's not on my side?
Youth.
Don't matter. If it was 60, it would matter.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Look at all heavyweight boxers, heavyweight MMA fighters. They all flourish in their 30s.
Is this when you're coming into your prime now, Colin? Is that what you're saying?
You never know.
You're going to have the best body it's of your actually, life now in your
it's
30s?
It's nothing to do with your body or youth. It's your mind matures and is more powerful.
Ooh.
And everything will just follow the mental state.
Shape of your life then? You gotta mean shape of your
life? Shape of your fucking life, you fucking hairbag! Kyle Dougherty? Dougherty? What is it with a G in there? Dougherty?
Sounds like those made up surnames.
Kyle Dougherty! is there a particular subject matter that you personally don't feel comfortable including in your videos or talking about on stage, either because you don't know much about the subject or you're concerned about audience reaction? I feel like there's a way to do things. I mean, people talk about subjects like you have to talk about them. There's certain things you just don't, you know, you don't have to talk about. If you can make a joke about something terrible, but it's the right type of joke, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Like Aaron did a joke right after that shooting. I don't know if I can give the joke away or not. Like,
but it was a very funny.
But it
joke.
It was about the best joke you could have written right after a mass shooting.
It was still playful though.
Totally. It wasn't about the shoot. Well, it no, was kind it of wasn't. About the shooting, but it was more about like, you know, the pattern of shootings that you see. But it was a good. It was a brilliant joke. But that's the way to do it. Have a really good joke where it's kind of related, but you're not really making fun of anyone at the thing, because of course you're not. Why would you? Now, I don't think there's anything I would really be too weird about talking about. Most of it's just racist anyway, so it's alright. What is the most stupid thing you've ever done? Narrow that down to... What stupid shit did I do? I mean, you still talk about the day I booked a flight to London or somewhere. Where was it? The return flight was on the same day by accident. It was pretty fucking stupid.
Whenever you put the gas flame on top of
the cooker. We got our cooker fixed, finally. Months later, the guy comes out, fixes the fucking thing, and we were just straight away boiling spuds, boiling pasta. I was hot knifing fucking hash. It was amazing. Did you ever see that? And you put the hash on the knife, and you put the knives together.
Funny enough, no.
Ah, Maureen, you haven't lived. Jordan Gregory, what level of the Matrix does Demetrius Johnson operate on? Yeah. They're like, do you want the blue pill or the red pill? And he's like, I have a packet of pills here. Of my own. Let me armbar you through space. Had to boil a saucepan of water to make a cup of tea. Kettle shit itself. Have you had to make something out of nothing to cook anything? Or strangest thing you've seen cooked in a weird way? I mean, that just is the same thing that we just talked about with the broken cooker for months, where I was using a fucking camping stove to boil rice.
And then you also put a hob on, and then you didn't realise.
Yeah.
And the thing blew up. Took a lump out of her ceiling.
Funny.
So, yeah.
Peter Nish, favourite animal? Well, it's always dogs is your favourite
animal. Always dogs.
You know, do it. If you were like, if there was a program on about animals, I'd be like, I'm going to watch the one about the gorillas, probably, or chimps or things like that. But then the shark ones are pretty good, even though it scares the fuck out of me. They're good.
I like really large animals, like whales and stuff.
Peter Nish's guy has a wealth of animals. I don't know about now, but he did when we were in school. Tons and tons and tons of
snakes and shit.
You know,
snakes and shit.
I'm pretty sure I was in his house once and he had a carpet python. He's like, hold that for a second. And the thing was like a baby. It was like snapping all around it, just swinging around, biting midair. And I was like, I'm not going to hold that.
You had snakes though.
Aye, but not one of them fucking lunatics.
Did you get an our snake?
Yeah.
Would you?
Because they're like the least effort of all the animals. They look cool. You could get if you had a bit of money, you could get a really sweet fucking tank, you know. And have cool lights in it, and actually, it's like a fucking centerpiece. You know, it's like an ornament almost.
See, no, what, you know
what?
See, if you had mice in your house, could you send your snake out to go and catch them?
They're not really predatory. Like, no. You know, you let a dog loose and it sniffs everywhere and eats it.
You can't just let it out like a yo-yo and like zip it back in again with this. I mean,
if you maybe knew that like you had a mouse or a rat cornered in a room, and you just lob the snake in, and you're like, give that fucking half an hour. They might cross paths.
Mm.
You know, you don't let a snake like sniff a bit of dead rat and then throw it in a room. You're like, go ahead, boy, and it zips off and eats it. It's not really what happens.
Doesn't just come back in and out like a tape measure in your hip.
No, it doesn't. That's why all those stories about like, oh, this person owned a fucking python and she let it slither about her fucking living room, and then she woke up one day and it was like lined up beside her. Trying to measure its body to see if it could eat or not. And you're like, you're giving snakes way too much credit for being able to calculate. Fucking dickhead.
They're not known for their measurements, are they?
There's a Carl Vorderman, the snake.
That's a good name for a snake, to be fair.
What, Carl?
No, but Carl Vorderman, the full name. Carl Vorderman, the snake. Along with, what was the dog's name?
Fuck.
But no, what was that?
Dudson. Bah, what the fuck was it called? Forgetting, I have lost it. Jesus Christ. Right, let's go through the rest of these questions. Where's the worst place you've gigged? It's Michael Jardine. How do you get into BJJ? And when did you accept that Aaron is now you and Maureen's adopted son? I think anytime you give someone bus money, they're essentially your child.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Where's the worst place I've gigged? I think I've talked about this before. The actual venue or whatever doesn't really matter. Yeah, if the crowd's good and, you know, there's an operating microphone.
It's more about the setup, isn't it, than the actual venue.
Yeah, you could have like a really good mic setup and chairs set up in a correct way in a fucking, school assembly hall or something. You know what I mean? The venue doesn't matter, really. I mean, anytime you have to go anywhere near Lurgan, it's troublesome. That was probably the worst gig of all time. That corner house or whatever. There's a riot outside after, and it was literally like I went up behind a two-way mirror and I was doing a gig to a crowd who couldn't see me and just kept carrying on doing whatever they wanted. And then I walked off. Nightmare. How did I get into BJJ? I basically went years ago on a whim because it was kind of like, I knew I did judo as a kid and I was big into UFC. And I was like, you're bound to be able to do this somewhere. So then I looked it up and just went. And it was in the Valley Leisure Centre. And I remember going in and going like, could you tell me where the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is? And then this dude walked in behind me. He was like, oh, down here, mate. And then went down and got raped. Systematically raped. So, that was it. Basically did it for a while. And then that was just a club full of fucking lunatics at the time. Like, I remember Damien, who now is the head coach of SBG, fucking killed me about 9 times and they're choked to death on his like wet sweaty t-shirt a few times because you have no idea what you're doing at that point. So it was pretty intimidating. So I think after a while it was just like I just didn't go because it was literally scary. You were preparing for a fight every time you went, whereas that's why I think SBG is different. It's all like, ah, come on in, fucking do whatever you want. And you know, it's a bit more friendly, almost.
I think I persuaded you to go to the one in Belfast. This is when we still lived in Belfast.
Well, no, it was still...
And I was like...
It was still in the Valley, whatever I went. Because the first time I went back was with Sean Haggerty. And I liked it, and I don't think he took to it very... He was just like, not really into this. He was more of like a boxing fan. And then I just kept going. That was probably 4 years ago now. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it was a gradual kind of in and out, in and out, in and out, and then going back again. Fergal McGorman, have you thought any more about getting a dog?
Every day.
Yeah, I think it is, if you're like us and you're sort of all over the place and you'd end up having to have someone mind your dog and all, it's a bit irresponsible. But yeah, who doesn't want dogs around? Especially one of those bulldog crosses. Can you imagine? I'd lick its mouth. You just put your mouth right over its nose. Where lions kill things. Paul Jennings, I think, sent us that Indian guy. Shout out to Paul. Yeah. The fuck was that? When's it due? I'm not pregnant, you cheeky bastard. I meant the bus, you fat cunt. That's actually funny. There's a wee man sitting beside a fat woman at a bus stop. When's it due? I'm not pregnant, you cheek... Pregnant? Pregnant, you cheeky prick. Bastard. I mean the bus, you fat cunt. I love that. I'm pretty sure that brings us to the end of the podcast, Maureen, unfortunately. Let's go get some lunch and a piss.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Just remember, guys... Oh, my back. Get a Scotland ticket if you're from Glasgow so that we can say it's sold out and then we can probably put on a second gig. Hopefully we'll make that happen. Hopefully. And then get a ticket for London if you're in the London area. I'm playing there on the playing Museum of Comedy. Go on their website, museumofcomedy.com. 30th of November. I'll be doing a show there. And keep your eyes peeled for another Belfast show.
Mm-hmm.
Peel your eyes with a knife. You're fucking hurting! Right. See you later, Maureen.
Okay, bye, Colin.
Lunch. Lunch me up. Beer me a lunch there.
Okay.
Starving. Right. Bye.